any advert out there?
No, personally, I haven't seen any advert.
Great. So if there is no advert, it means that they are acting in secrecy, which is very dangerous. You see, they are supposed to advertise so that qualified Ghanaians who are interested in joining the security services would apply. But we hear stories such as, oh, we are clearing a backlog. Which backlog? In any case, that was not what we authorized them to do when we approved of the budget. We approved of the budget for them to recruit, not from a backlog, but through regular procedures consistent with the practices of the security agencies. And this is a matter that is even born out of law. Because the Constitution talks about regional balance in recruitment and employment into sensitive sectors of our country, as well as the Shraj Law, which talks about equal access to the security services. The Shraj Law has been very specific. Now, how do you create equal access, if you don't advertise for interested and qualified Ghanaians who are deserving of joining those agencies to apply and go through the procedure?
Now,
so that is why we have a challenge, and we believe that it is important to bring these things to the public domain and to ensure that the right things are done. We will no longer countenance a situation whereby, this NPP government, will think that they have a right. They have a right to pack the security agencies with their apparatchiks. See, the danger is that when we allow them to do that, we will get to a point where you can no longer count on the loyalty of your security personnel to the state. You have a security system which is heavily politicized and willing to do the bidding of one political party. That can only lead to a disastrous situation.
Okay, but Honorable Agaoga, on the issue of the backlog, is that the norm? Are you aware of any such backlog? Do we recruit backlogs into
the phraseology, all right, which has suddenly appeared in our lexicon is disturbing. Clearance of backlog, is that coming from? Where is that coming from? The clearance of backlogs are nothing but the creation of the MPP government. We were in power. We never spoke about the clearance of backlog. Did you ever hear that come out of our mouth? When we were in power, any time the security agencies were giving clearance to recruit, right? The first step they always took was to advertise. So, for the first time, we are hearing that there is something called backlogs which must be cleared. So with the greatest of respect, it is nonsensical. Because you see, when you talk about the backlog, what is a backlog? When an advert is made, and if they are unable to meet the requirement, and in for that particular year or period, people are recruited, it means that the advert, which was specific, it was for a certain year, right? And all the applications attracted for that particular year are deemed to have lapsed. So you cannot have a situation whereby after the lapse of the advert and the application and the selection of personnel who are admitted into the various training schools is over, you go back to that same year in a subsequent year, claim that you are clearing a backlog. That is complete. That approach is illegal. It has no foundation in law. It denies citizens equal access to the security services as is envisaged by statutes of our country. And I mentioned the Shraj Law. You can look at Section 7. You can take a quick look at the Constitution and you'll find that backlogs have no basis. They have no legs. to stand on and being in law.
Okay, but Honorable Agalga, the norm or the practice has been that before recruitment, these agencies come up with eligibility criteria, and it's in the public domain. Nothing of such sort has happened. Do you think that they can go ahead and recruit people without going by these?
They can't do that. And that is why we're saying that, you see, the approach of the MPP is to pack his party goons into our security services. You know, Parliament passed a law against vigilantism. Now their approach is to create vigilantes within our security services. So you see wearing military uniforms, police uniforms, immigration. But as a matter of fact, these are party vigilantes masked as security personnel of our state. I mean, that is the only motivation recruiting secretly. Let the qualification criteria be published in an advertisement so that eligible Ghanaians, qualified Ghanaians who are interested, can apply.